Carol Hills and for Marco Werman. And this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. We've been analyzing the results from Super Tuesday all through the show today, and one name keeps coming up, Donald Trump. Earlier, I spoke with a couple of American expat voters living in Europe, a Democrat and a Republican. They said they get a lot of questions over there about Trump. Many Europeans see a parallel between Trump's success and the rise of Europe's anti-immigrant far-right parties. That parallel is strengthened by the support Trump is getting because of his anti-immigrant views from white supremacists. That includes David Duke, but it goes beyond that. Saul Gonzalez with station KCRW in Los Angeles spoke to the leader of one group that supports Donald Trump.
When I meet Los Angeles attorney William Johnson in his downtown L.A. offices, he's unfailingly polite. With his gray hair, glasses, and comfortable sweater, he looks like the model of a kindly uncle. But the picture changes when you ask Johnson about his views on politics and race.
Yes, I am a white nationalist. I support the interests of the white Western European peoples.
Johnson is one of the best-known white supremacists in the country and the chairman of a political organization called the American Freedom Party. Its roots go back to Southern California's Nazi skinhead movement of the 1980s and advocates for the separation of the races and an end to all immigration, both illegal and legal.
We have in Europe and every traditionally white country a dramatic shift in that the founding population is being replaced by immigrants, refugees, other peoples, so that really the white race is in peril worldwide. And I want a separate white ethnostate, but I want to keep the rest of civilization alive.
Although the American Freedom Party is fielding its own candidate for the presidency, most of its members, including Johnson, are supporting Donald Trump's campaign.
Donald Trump is the closest candidate to our position that is mainstream.
What is it that Trump is saying that you like so very much?
It's primarily the race issue. He is saying we need to build a wall. We need to stop Muslims from coming in. He's saying things that are good from a perspective of trying to maintain the integrity of the founding stock of this nation.
To fight for Trump's election, but it should be emphasized without the support or blessing of Trump's campaign, Johnson and his allies have organized in a very politically conventional way.
Well, we have set up a separate white nationalist super PAC called the American National Super PAC.
Yes, a super PAC, with its money bankrolling robocalls like this one to voters in states holding primaries and caucuses.
The American National Super PAC makes this call to support Donald Trump. The white race is dying out in America and Europe because we are afraid to be called racist. Donald Trump is not a racist, but Donald Trump is not afraid. Don't vote for a Cuban, vote for Donald Trump.
Experts who study hate groups in the U.S. say the American Freedom Party's support for Trump is just one example of a wide and enthusiastic embrace of the controversial candidate by white nationalists.
There are people on the far racist right who describe Donald Trump as our glorious leader. They actually seem to think he's sort of Hitler without the mustache and slightly dressed up in American clothing.
Mark Potok is a senior fellow with the Southern Poverty Law Center, which monitors hate and white nationalist groups in the U.S., including the American Freedom Party. Potok says that although virtually invisible to the political mainstream, the party, which rejects the usual trappings of traditional racist groups, is well known on the ideological fringe, and its support of Trump carries weight.
Well, the American Freedom Party is arguably the most important white nationalist party in the United States. By white nationalist, I mean groups that don't dress up in Nazi uniforms, don't dress up in Klan hoods, wear the veneer of kind of intellectual sophistication, don't use a whole lot of ugly epithets and that kind of thing. That said, the American Freedom Party is plainly as extreme or arguably more extreme than the Klan.
William Johnson says support for Trump will likely grow among white nationalists as the campaign continues. But he says Trump is doing so well during the primary season, Johnson doesn't expect that his white nationalist political action committee will really need to spend much more to support him.
Donald Trump is such a formidable candidate now that it really might be superfluous to continue doing robocalls for his campaign.
But you'll still have his back through the course of the campaign.
Well, we'll be supporting him. We will still be supporting him as we can.
For The World, I'm Saul Gonzalez, Los Angeles.